You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
All right, I think we have some pretty big news here. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. This is going to wind up being a very big deal, I think. Nuno just sent me a tweet from Chris Sommerfeld, who is the City Hall reporter for the New York Daily News. So for everybody across the country, he covers City Hall in New York for the paper. And the New York City has a new mayor. He was sworn into office at the beginning of this year. His name is Eric Adams. And the mayor was asked today if he has a plan for phasing out COVID vaccine mandates for indoor spaces. And he quotes the mayor as saying, "Yes, and I can't wait to get it done." He adds that he foresees an announcement on something related to this, quote, in the next few weeks. Now, once again, as I said earlier this morning, I have zero interest in engaging in a dialogue about the benefits or otherwise of vaccine mandates and all that sort of thing. I have my own feelings on it. You have yours. I'm guessing we're not going to convince each other whether we're right or if we disagree, we're not going to convince each other we're wrong. However, this is a sports conversation, as for reasons you obviously know well, which is to say that the Brooklyn Nets, who play in New York City, Brooklyn, for those who don't realize this, is in New York City. By now, you're well aware that Kyrie Irving has been ineligible to play home games for the Nets because he is unvaccinated. And it has been the belief of many, you know, hosting NBA Countdown now, I've had a lot of conversations with people I otherwise would not have talked to in years past because this has been more front and center on my plate than it otherwise would have been. There are a lot of people who believe that Kyrie has just been waiting this out. You say, oh, is he going to get vaccinated? Is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? Are they going to trade him? That there has been sort of a quiet belief, even at the worst of it, even at the very worst of Omicron, when everything was going sideways, there was a belief. And that's why I asked Adam Silver about it when he was on with me, whenever that was, a week or so ago, that there has been a belief that this would happen. And that by the time we get to the playoffs, Kyrie will be eligible. Now, the playoffs will start the middle of April. What's the exact date on that?
April 16th.
April 16th is the playoffs or is that the play-in?
The play-in is April 12th.
April 12th. Look, the way things have gone in the Eastern Conference, it's not inconceivable they could be in the play-in, but it seems unlikely, right? One way or another, I mean, I'm not sure exactly when he's going to come back. Assuming he comes back reasonably soon. I think he's supposed to come back soon. Assuming he comes back reasonably soon, they'll probably play their way up to the top. But there's so many good teams that are so jumbled up there at the top there with Philly and Chicago and Milwaukee and Miami and everybody, Cleveland, that they could wind up in the play-in. But whatever. The point of it is, we were envisioning a scenario where the Nets could wind up playing in the play-in in Toronto, where he can't even travel to, then coming home to Brooklyn to save their season and being ineligible to play. Imagine in that scenario, if the Nets have two to make one, two chances to win one game, and Kyrie winds up not being eligible to play in either of them, how that would appear to the world. Well, one way or another, it sounds, Nuno, am I reading this right here? It sounds to me like there is reason to believe that by the time the playoffs begin, Kyrie Irving and all other unvaccinated players will be eligible to play, at least in the city of New York.
Yes. Yeah, so the mayor was asked during a press conference, hey, all these other cities have done this. Is the plan for New York? And he's saying yes. So, you know, saying everyone has done everything that they needed to do right, and New Yorkers have handled this well, and that the plan is to get lift these mandates.
Okay, fair enough. So, again, I'm sure many people have strong opinions on both sides of what they should and shouldn't do, and what they want and want not to see, and how they feel about Kyrie. And people ask me sometimes why I don't engage in much of this. And I always say, because there isn't debate going on. There's no debate here. There are two echo chambers. We have a group of people. We have basically divided it up into whatever the percentages are here. You think what you think. I think what I think. If we think the same thing, then we'll be just fine. If we think opposite things, no one's going to listen. There's no listening going on. We are inactive listeners. Whatever the opposite of being active listeners are, that's what we've become as a society, to our endless detriment. But the point is, I'm not going to try and convince you that you're wrong on this, no matter what your perspective is. But as a sports announcer, and for you as a sports fan, this is a big deal. And so I will ask the question. Nuno, I'll start with you because you're my VP of Basketball Insight. If Kyrie Irving is eligible to play every game of the postseason, and Ben Simmons will be back for sure. Ben Simmons will have a month and change ramp up to, you know, sort of play with these guys and play. And Durant is healthy. Are the Nets, in your mind, what word would you use to describe their standing in the Eastern Conference playoffs?
I would say favorites.
But not prohibitive. You picked up on what, because I was going to use the word prohibitive, but I didn't want to put it in your mouth. Would you say prohibitive favorites?
I normally would think so, but I was listening to Zach Lowe's podcast when he had Jeff Van Gundy on today, and he made a really good point of like, hey, are we forgetting these other teams? And he threw out a team like Miami, who's, I think, by metrics is favored to have home court advantage.
Yeah.
And that's my thing is that, yes, it's going to look pretty on paper, but I don't know. Will all these moves actually pay off for them? I think they'll have the most pressure on them, but I just think they're favorites.
We're going to find out a lot. Because Philly is going to skate under the radar of a lot of this, which is to say it's all going to be on Harden. Like, it's either going to work or it isn't going to work in Philly, and it's going to be a referendum on James Harden one way or the other, and that's going to be it. The Nets kind of share that load a little bit. I agree. I think it's a reflection on all of them if it doesn't work, and they have to find a way to integrate Ben Simmons into what they're doing, and he's not an easily integratable piece. Like, the word I'm looking for. He's a very valuable piece. Like, if you play chess, he's not the queen. Now, the queen can do everything. He's not the queen. He's a rook. He's the next most powerful piece. Like, if you play chess on the app like I do, a queen is worth 9 points. A rook is worth 5. That's still the second most, but it can't do everything. Like, it can't go diagonally. And Ben Simmons can't do that. We all know what he can't do. Mm-hmm. So the question becomes, can they that quickly, with a coach who I don't think most people think that highly of when it comes to Steve. Look, Steve was an unbelievable player and all the rest of that. It is what it is. But I don't think anyone is sitting around going, well, thank God they've got the genius basketball mind that is Steve Nash to put together a plan here. So can they figure out how all those pieces fit together in an Eastern Conference where there isn't a gimme? Like, there isn't an easy first-round series for them to kind of cruise through. In the West, there'll be some bottom feeders that wind up getting in there. In the East, there's not going to be. The bottom seeds in the East are going to be like Cleveland, who is great. Give me 5 through 8 right now in the East.
Milwaukee.
But they're going to wind up higher. Go ahead.
They're a co-favorite, though, right now to win the conference. Boston is 6th.
Yeah, that's not easy. They're playing great.
Best team in the East over the last 2 months.
Right. They won 10 straight in one stretch.
Toronto and then Brooklyn. They're in 7-8.
So let's say Brooklyn gets to...
Brooklyn's 2.5 games behind Boston right now for the 6th seed
to
avoid the play-in. So they have to make up some serious ground in a really loaded conference the next month.
That's right. And how do they get – but I'm not even sure who you're trying to avoid. Like, so my point is even stronger than I expected it to be, which is they're going to have no time to get their feet under them in the playoffs. They're going to have to hit the ground running in the postseason. They're going to be staring at a team that absolutely can beat them in the first round of the playoffs. So I really don't know what to expect. My gut keeps telling me it's Milwaukee. Like, my gut keeps coming back to Milwaukee. And look, I think the Bulls are being vastly overlooked in a lot of ways. Their season has been so good, and they've done it through so much adversity. They've had one after another of all of their best and most important players hurt, including one who got hurt at the very beginning and has never come back and isn't coming back. But they're going to get Caruso back in ball and all these guys. And I think the Bulls are a team to be reckoned with. Miami is a team to be reckoned with. Cleveland is a team to be reckoned with. Those are the reckoned withs. And maybe Boston. No, let's say Boston is a team to be reckoned with. You have two players that good, they got to be a team to be reckoned with. Then you go up the notch. You got Philly with the acquisition they made. Obviously, they have the two superstars. You have the Nets trying to put together the three superstars. And you have Milwaukee, who are the defending champs with the best player. And that's what Giannis is. Giannis is the best player. KD's unbelievable. Embiid might be the MVP. Giannis deserves to be called the best player. So that's kind of how the playoffs in the Eastern Conference look to me. And it is going to be fascinating to see where all that goes.
I, as someone who, as a Philly fan, lived the Ben Simmons experience from front to back, am highly skeptical that the Nets are going to be able to integrate him into their system immediately. We're talking about Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons. These are three of the most combustible players and people in the NBA with a coach who's still young enough to like practically be an active player. That's a group of people and a group of players for whom I'm going to have to see it to believe it. And that's why I favor Philly. Yes, I'm a fan, but at the same time, they have the MVP of the league right now. They're 2.5 games back without getting anything from that Ben Simmons roster spot. There's no redundancy in the two stars that they have, and they have an awful lot more to gain than to lose by sort of compromising and making it work.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This is Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. We come to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. There's a lot going on here. I'm going to play a couple sound bites here that are very much worth hearing. But there's one thing I just feel I need to get quickly to the bottom of. During the break, we were having a quick conversation, and we seem to have upset Harry Douglas somehow, and I'm not sure exactly how. But, Bubba, if I understand this correctly, you are trying to convince Harry Douglas that he needs to eat a meatball sub, and he refuses to do it, and this has become a topic of such discussion that when I was trying to get your attention during a break, I could not contact. Let me tell everyone how this worked. I'm sitting here. We're in New York.
Right.
Hembo and I are at the Seaport in New York. These guys are up in Bristol.
Right.
We have communication nonstop during the commercial breaks. And I will just say, Hembo? No. Hembo's sitting next to him. Sorry. I will go, Nuno? Or Bubba, and they will say yes, and then we will have a conversation. So I'm sitting here for like 2 minutes saying, Nuno, Bubba, Nuno, Bubba. No one's reacting to me. My immediate assumption is something huge is breaking. An enormous story is taking place in the world of sports right now, and that's why they're busy getting information, booking a guest, lining something up, and they will be coming back on here in a moment breathlessly. And what I am instead told by Nuno is that they were in an argument with Harry Douglas over his unwillingness to eat a meatball sub. And that somehow kept everyone from talking to me.
Right.
Do I have this about right, Bubs?
Yeah. I mean, there's like 37 people in here right now also. We got Bridget shadowing me here. I got two people who just started
Wait. What do you mean shadowing you?
Hashtag Devin is in here for some unknown reason.
Why?
Being annoying. She's just here learning the ropes, learning radio.
Okay, let me not get to, this is my second digression in a row. I'm going to go back to the first one. Why is it so important to you that Harry Douglas eats a meatball sub?
Yeah, so this is so like months ago. So Harry and Chris filled in a bunch over when you were off,
right?
And one of the who you got questions months ago, like, I don't know, week 7 of the NFL, was like, what's your favorite sandwich? Who you got? And Chris, you know, gave, I think he ended up saying meatball sandwich. And
Chris then, Carlin you're talking about.
Correct.
How did he narrow it down? Like, that would be my question. He seems like a man who would like a lot of sandwiches.
Great question. Great question. Okay. So, yeah, he did narrow it down to meatball. And then Harry was like.
So his favorite sandwich is a meatball sandwich?
Yeah, I think
meatball
so.
Meatball sub.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Harry was like, I got to be honest with you guys. I've never had a meatball sandwich. And we're like, what does that even mean? Are you insane? What are you talking about? And we just berated him for like the rest of the show.
I see.
And then we're like, all right, well, fine. That's insane. But
has he never had a meatball?
He's had meatballs. I guess he's just never had them in a, you know, as a sub. So we're like, all right, fine. This is like in October or whatever. We're like, all right, well, next week, have a meatball and we'll talk about it. We'll have a great time. Next week comes, he didn't have it. 2 weeks, he keeps coming up with these ridiculous excuses that he can't find a meatball. He doesn't know where to get meatballs. Diana's going to make him a meatball. Here we are in February 23rd. He still has yet to have a meatball sub, and it's just absurd.
That does seem absurd to me. But I will say this. Well, no, I won't, because I have other things that I want to get to here. And what I was going to say was not going to further this discussion in any manner.
So Harry's gone, but we still have 37.
But he seems all upset about it. Like, Harry jumps on the microphone. Is he still in the room?
No, we got rid of him.
Because he got on and he was like, Greeny, they may bully you, but they're not bullying me into eating a meatball sub. And I'm thinking, he thinks these guys are bullying me, and he's an idiot. Meatball sub.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've berated him for quite a while. We've been yelling back and forth at him, screaming at him. I've tweeted at him. I've harassed him quite a bit. Because it's absurd. I mean, he's a grown man who's never had a meatball sandwich.
Do you like a meatball sandwich, Hembo?
I do. I eat them occasionally. I can imagine you likely don't, because it's not easy to eat with a utensil, right?
Sure it is. It's incredibly easy to eat with a utensil. Yeah, so long as the bread is nice and soft. You got to have soft bread. You can't have like the hard bread.
Every time I eat a meatball sandwich, I get stuff all over me. Yeah. I get like it really like juicy and wet.
Well, that you're a unique person in that regard. I'm not getting involved in that. All right, let me move on to other things here, guys. I got some sound bites that I've wanted to hold on to here. There was a lot of Zion conversation on ESPN yesterday. Everyone might have seen that. And the question of whether Zion is a good teammate, a bad teammate, whether he's invested in being in New Orleans or not. And I can tell you that I've been hearing just from people whose opinions I value. I want to preface this by saying I am not reporting this. Greeny is not saying Zion wants out of New Orleans. I've never spoken to Zion Williamson in my life. I am telling you people who are connected to the NBA, whose reporting I value, are at least starting to scratch the itch of, is Zion ultimately going to want his way out of there? Which is remarkable considering he can't get on the court. And so they made this trade for CJ McCollum, and he gets to New Orleans, and the story comes out immediately. Zion didn't reach out to him. Zion hasn't played all year long, but Zion didn't reach out to welcome him or whatever. And they bring this up to JJ Redick, who played with Zion. And this is what JJ said on First Take yesterday.
This just shows a complete lack of investment in your team, in the organization, in the city. I get that he's hurt and away from the team, but you just traded for one of the 50 best players in the league, a guy that's supposed to be paired with you. Reach out and say hello. This is a pattern of behavior with Zion that we are seeing again and again. And look, I was his teammate. I can describe him as a detached teammate. That is an accurate statement. This is basic level of humanity being a teammate. Send a text to a guy when he gets traded to your team. That is just normal behavior. That's the bar minimum that you have to do. And the Pelicans yesterday sent out an email for season tickets for next year. Guess who wasn't in the email? Whose name was not in the email? Zion's.
It's really interesting. JJ is really good. And I will, after that conversation took place, all of a sudden it gets confirmed. Oh, well, now Zion has reached out to CJ McCollum, which feels as though we'll never know. Maybe happened because of the criticism. One way or another, it's a mess. The situation with Zion is a mess. And I've never seen, well, I shouldn't say that. We've seen players like this before, but not of this magnitude. Greg Oden was the first pick in the draft, and Sam Bowie was the second pick in the draft. And neither of them ever had the opportunity to demonstrate whether they were worthy of those spots or not. I don't like calling them busts. I don't like calling Greg Oden a bust. To me, he's not a bust. It's not that he couldn't play. He was always hurt. For the franchise's perspective that drafted him, yeah, that was a bust. But I don't like to attach the word bust to him. To me, bust is someone who got drafted very high and couldn't play. I mean, wasn't good enough to justify it. The Zion piece of this, there are a lot of people who think he is just does not get the level of conditioning. I remember Charles Barkley said it on this show at a time when he was playing great, at a time, that little sliver of time when it looked like Zion was becoming a great NBA player. Barkley told the story that when he got to Philadelphia, Moses Malone pulled him aside and said, "You're too heavy. You don't know what it means to be in shape. You're going to get in shape." And he was all over him. And while Charles might have been the round mound of rebound, he played a long time, and he always played at a weight he could manage. And it does not appear that Zion is doing any of that. So when I saw this soundbite from Kendrick Perkins, I thought this feels worth sharing, because while it's probably going to be funny, I haven't heard it, the way he said it is probably funny. There's also probably a real message in here. This was Perk from the podcast that he does with Marcus Spears talking about Zion.
I hate to say it, but I knew it was going to happen, bro.
You said
it. I was at the draft combine.
You said it.
Before I was deciding whether or not I was going to become a coach or join or become an analyst, I was at the draft combine coaching. And guess what Zion was having delivered to his room? Two whole pizzas that he was eating. And I said to myself right then, I said, "Hey, man, you know what? He already starting off on the wrong foot." And I tried to warn the world, but people didn't want to listen.
You know, it's funny when you hear it, but it's obviously not funny when you consider the impact that it seems to be having on this career that this young man has. I mean, you can't be more gifted. For a man his size to have the physical gifts that he has, it's unprecedented. I've never seen a player like him in the NBA, and I've been watching the sport for 50 years. But is he ever going to be able to get out there and show it to us? Does he understand what it takes to do that? I don't know. And it sounds to me like Perk and Barkley and a lot of other people whose opinions I value think that the answer to that question is no. And I will just say this, that he's such an incredible talent that it's really a shame if it goes this way, because it looked like this might turn into something really special, right? Like this could be the start of something really special, and now it appears to be headed in the other direction. So if this thing is never going to be what we thought it might be, that would really be a terrible loss. All right, coming up, we will continue in just a moment with one of the most, well, now let me rephrase that. The most unique game of Would You Rather in the history of sports.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I need you to listen carefully.
I just want you to know.
Okay. So of all the things that Aaron Rodgers said, I opened the show today talking about Rodgers and basically offering, I think, a defense, if you will, of his attention-seeking nature. And I pointed out how pretty much everyone in the world, certainly everyone in America today, has a little bit of that in them. Social media has made it very easy to feel like a star, to feel famous. And you just put something up there and people react to it. Rodgers obviously is famous on a level most people can't even comprehend. And I think he's having a good time with it. He's enjoying the attention. He is definitely courting it. He is definitely fueling it. And I, for one, don't criticize him for that. That's one thing. The other thing he said on McAfee yesterday that was, to me, by far the most interesting is that he spent the last 12 days before he posted that thing on Instagram on Monday night, doing something that is called the Pachacharma cleanse. Now, I will point out that I am familiar with a lot of cleanses, with retreats. I know people who do these. I have done some myself. There are some elements of certainly meditation and mindfulness that I am studying as we speak and am fascinated by, as are many of the most successful people I know. And cleanses, while they're not my thing, I know that there are many people who do them and swear by them. This one is quite remarkable. So I apologize in advance for the somewhat graphic nature of this, but I will preface it by saying, A, these are the details of the cleanse, and B, every word I'm about to speak is a word that a doctor would say to you. There's no swearing or anything like that here. So the different elements of the cleanse, one of them is called the vaman, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, in which they induce a severe spell of vomiting to clean the upper gut. Induce. The next one is, I'm not going to try and say the Indian words for it because I'm sure I'll mispronounce them. The next one is a spell of forced diarrhea that purges and cleanses the bowel. Then comes a medicated enema used to cleanse toxins through the colon, followed by nasal administration of medicated oil to clean or cleanse toxins. And finally, there's a procedure done to cleanse the blood. Now, far be it from me to question a world-class athlete on his choice of this, but I question it. I can't decide which of these frightens me the most. Anyone who knows me knows I cannot handle nausea. That bothers me. Throwing up is something I can't. Thank God my kids did not do a lot of that. So of all of these, which one would individually bother me the most? I think it would be that. But I will say, I need someone to show me a video of the nasal administration of medicated oils that cleanse toxins. Because depending on what it is they're administering this with nasally, that's a question. I mean, what are they sticking up your nose? Like when I was a kid, they would go up your nose with a rubber hose. That was an expression. They used to say it on Welcome Back, Kotter all the time. This is literally, they're doing that. They are nasally administering some sort of toxin removing something. So anyway, this just sounds awful. Right? I mean, it just sounds, in every conceivable way that something can sound awful, it sounds awful, yes? So we're going to play a game of would you rather. Would you rather do whatever it is Hembo says? Nuno, I need you in this. Bubba, I need you in this. If Bridget is still in there, let's get Bridget in this game too. Would you rather do the Pachacharma diet? I mean 12 days. This is a 12-day, which by the way, does that mean Aaron Rodgers didn't see the Super Bowl? Like, do you pause in the middle of the nasal emission to watch the Super Bowl? Because the Super Bowl was less than 12 days ago. So either he didn't watch the Super Bowl or right in the middle of this, he was like, listen, can we take 3 hours between the enemas and the vomiting so that I can watch Matt Stafford try and finally claim a championship? Like, that's my imitation of the way your voice would sound if you were going through a 12-day Pachacharma. So one way or another, the game is going to be, would you rather, right, Nuno and Bubba, would you rather do what Hembo suggests or spend 12 days doing the Pachacharma? By the way, Nuno, how much weight have you lost?
I lost 100 pounds.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. No, there was no Pachacharma.
Did you do this?
No, I did not.
Come on. Tell the truth.
It's funny. Last week I was out because I had a medical procedure, and I'm glad that cleanse wasn't as bad as this.
No. So you had a colonoscopy.
Correct.
Yes. I've had many of those. There is
many?
I've had several colonoscopies in my life. Yes. Yes. I mean, I've had probably 4 or 5. And yeah, I mean, the prep is what the prep is. But I mean, you know, whatever. Okay. So we're going to do, would you rather have the Pachacharma, 12 days of Pachacharma, or whatever it is. Hembo, give us the first option.
Would you rather spend 12 days on the Pachacharma cleanse or spend a day shadowing Bubba in radio?
Let's ask Bridget. Today, Bridget is shadowing Bubba. Bridget, this obviously is an assignment that was given to you against your will. You didn't have the ability to turn it down. Having now experienced probably half of this day, if I gave you the option of doing this again next year or doing a 12-day Pachacharma cleanse, which would you choose?
As fun as severe vomiting sounds, Greeny, I think I might shadow Bubba again. It's been pretty fun here. You know, me and him are going to go grab meatball subs right afterwards. So I could say that that takes the cake.
I'll tell you that. Okay, so that's one vote for that. Nuno, how about you? You've seen many a shadow come in and out of there. I'll tell you right now. Just hook up the nose to the hose for me. I will go anything you want to do to me nasally.
About? We're having a great time.
I am not shadowing Bubba for a day. Nuno, which one of those would you choose?
I mean, I feel like I've been in a cleanse for the last like 3 years working with Bubba. So yes. I mean, yeah, what could be worse?
There's been other sorts of evacuations that have taken place as a result of your proximity to Bubba. All right, what's the next option?
Would you rather spend 12 days on the Panchakarma cleanse or practice the TB12 diet for the rest of your life?
Oh, 12 days versus rest of your life, avocado ice cream, and all the rest of it that we think we know. I don't know all the details of the TB12 diet, but we've all heard how incredibly strict it is. Bubba, TB12 the rest of your life or Panchakarma for 12 days? Would you rather?
Man, that's a good one. I guess I'm gonna have to go Panchakarma because I don't think I would want to do TB12 for whatever 40, 50, 60 years. Is, yeah, that's too long.
Are there any experiences that are not worth living through? Like I guess what I'm saying is like the Panchakarma might be so bad that you'd be like, ah, the hell with it. I mean, I'm done here. It doesn't even make any difference. And at least I don't know which way are you going, Nuno, Panchakarma or TB12.
I'm going to go with Panchakarma.
Okay, Panchakarma. That's two votes for Panchakarma. What's next? Hembo.
Would you rather spend 12 days on the Panchakarma cleanse or watch the 2022 NBA Slam Dunk Contest in its entirety?
Well, I mean, I already lived through that, and I'm telling you. I mean, I had evacuation like you would not believe. It made me want to do all of these things, including the nasal purge. that's how bad it was. The Slam Dunk Contest. Bubs, you weren't here yesterday. Was the Slam Dunk – did you see the Slam Dunk Contest?
Unfortunately, yes.
And would you rather spend 12 days – with uncontrollable vomiting, diarrhea, and nasal, whatever that is, nasal emission, or watch that again?
Yeah, I think I'm doing the diet.
Me too. You know what? Just Jalen Green's one slam. The one moment where Jalen Green in the finals, this is the finals of the slam dunk contest, missed 9 dunks. He went 1 for 9 in that one round. And it was excruciating to watch. You could have hooked up anything you wanted to me during that time. Brutal. That was
I think
insane.
That you are overlooking the enema. Like, you're not mentioning it enough. That, to me, is probably the worst part. Giving that to yourself?
Well, you're not doing it to yourself. I don't think these people, I think they're doing an enema to themselves.
Yeah, where did the self part come
in? What kind of enema is it you think you're doing here? Like, an enema is usually something that is certainly frequently something that is performed upon you by another person.
So someone's there living this with him during these 12 days?
What do you think? He's doing this all by himself? Like yes, of course. So this is a supervised activity.
With a crew of people also doing it just with his medical team? Like,
there's no medical team. No medical. There was not a doctor on planet Earth that would approve of this. Not a doc. If you ever go to a doctor and that doctor says, listen, you know, I've not been feeling so well. I'm not feeling myself. I'm trying to figure. And that doctor says, hey, I got an idea for you. Try a 12-day Panchakarma cleanse. Go find another doctor. Right? And I'm not even kidding when I say that. So where were we here? All right, give me another one.
Would you rather spend 12 days on the Panchakarma cleanse or play wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns?
I think OBJ and Jarvis Landry have that one answered right off the bat. What do you think of that one, Bubs?
Whew, it's another tough one. I'm going to suit up for the Browns on this one. I'm going to suit up for the Browns.
Donovan Peoples-Jones? Yeah. I'm trying to. Who are their other receivers over
there? I think I'm going to be an asset to Baker.
Here's the thing. Like, you can either endure the 12-day cleanse or elect to lose millions of dollars. So I'm choosing the cleanse.
I think that's fair.
For sure.
Give me the rest of them. I like the conceit of the game here.
Would you rather spend 12 days on the Panchakarma cleanse or moderate a debate between Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau?
Oh, what are you kidding? I would do that voluntarily. That would be a fun debate to moderate. Actually, the whole golf world is mad at Phil now. Phil has taken all the, for all sorts of other reasons. That one I would actually do. That would actually be decent TV. And it has diminished a little. It has withered because of their team. You know, they were together on the Ryder Cup team and all the rest of that. So, all right. So that one is not as bad. That one's not nearly as bad.
Fair enough.
What's next?
Would you rather spend 12 days on the Panchakarma cleanse or spend an entire day in CBA negotiations between Major League Baseball and the union.
I've got it. We have finally figured it out. This is how we're going to get a deal done. We are going to put, like, how many of them are there? Well, how many members of the negotiating team are there for the owners, you think? Like, I don't know. Let's say there's 15 of them.
Sure.
And we're going to take 15 people from the players. I'm just making this up now. What the hell difference does it make? The whole conceit is ridiculous. And we're going to put them all in a room. Send them to, like, the fanciest hotel in the U.S. I mean, literally, whatever the nicest Four Seasons or Mandarin Oriental, whatever the nicest hotel there is in the entire United States is, put them there, lock them in a ballroom, and say, guys, for every day that goes by, you are going to have to live on the Pancha Karma cleanse. And not only that, but the opposing side gets to choose which day of it you go through. Because to be clear, these are all like individual days. Like, you have a full day of the vomiting and then a full day of the diarrhea. Like, imagine that. Like, isn't that a kick in the, you know what? Like, oh my God, I just got, because we've all been sick, right? You have a day where you're like, you know, you're when you're sick. And at least you're like, all right, tomorrow I'm going to be better. And like, no, actually tomorrow, wait till you hear what tomorrow's plan is. Like, imagine you go on a cruise not knowing it's going to be the Pancha Karma, right? Like, and you're like, here's the cruise director, you know, the fun person, whatever, Julie McCoy, what was she called? The social director of the cruise would come out and be like, oh, Mondays are shuffleboard days here on the HSS, whatever, pinafore. And now we're going to get, Tuesday is the forced vomiting. On Tuesday, welcome to the USS Pancha Karma, where everyone is going to come, and this is going to be the daily activities. You have any more in there?
I have one more.
What's the last one?
Would you rather spend 12 days on the Pancha Karma cleanse, or go through a handshake line after a contentious Big Ten basketball game?
Well, there's a lot of germs involved in that I would prefer to avoid. But candidly, the things I'd be looking to avoid are all the things that you get from the Pancha Karma cleanse. So frankly, I would do that one. What do you think, Nuno? What is your overall feeling on the cleanse itself?
I don't know, man. It just seems like this is just one of those things where Aaron wants to be, you know, it's all like Aaron feels that maybe he's better than everyone else, and just how like in touch with himself and others he is.
Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Is there a more unusual person in our, let's just use the world of sports, because there's a lot of unusual people, but of the people we cover in sports, I want you to consider, all kidding aside, this is a person who in one conversation with Pat McAfee yesterday discussed seriously having undergone the Pancha Karma cleanse and also whether or not the Packers should franchise tag Devontae Adams. And he did it while wearing a t-shirt from The Office. Like, he just wore a The Office t-shirt with his ponytail and beard. Like, if you just saw a picture of that guy and he's just sitting there looking the way he looks wearing a t-shirt that says The Office, how long would it take you to guess superstar quarterback, if you were guessing what does that person do for a living, right? If you didn't know what he looked like and you just saw that picture of him that was up on the screen with McAfee and you heard the conversation, you heard them talking about the Pancha Karma cleanse, and I said, I'm going to give you an hour to guess what that person does for a living, and I will give you an advance. He does it as well as anyone in history. Would you ever say NFL quarterback?
No.
Definitely not,
nothing
right?
Nothing he says or does aside from quarterbacking suggests quarterback.
What a unique dude. All right, this was a lot of fun. And thank you for playing along with our insanity here, because it is quite silly. Bridget, I hope that you got a lot out of your day shadowing Bubba. We will need you back here tomorrow just in case my computer is speaking another language that I am not proficient enough in to put together the rundown. Enjoy your time in Bristol. We will see you all back in Better Than Ever tomorrow here on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.